Chris is a 41-year-old right-hand dominant male who was a seat-belted passenger, seat-belted driver of a motor vehicle accident. He was involved in this motor vehicle accident, no airbag deployment. He was then, he reports he injured his left shoulder. Appeared, he was seen by providers as outlined in this report, and subsequently had left shoulder surgery after 2 months of physical therapy period. He underwent correction left shoulder slap repair period. Transcriptionist please sent the complete procedures performed period. Post-operatively he did physical therapy and was discharged period. The surgery took place in August of 2022 period. Paragraph, current symptoms, intermittent pain in the left shoulder, particularly with forward elevation period. Paragraph, physical exam as per the intake paperwork. Paragraph, impression, left shoulder, slap lesion, status post, arthroscopic slap repair, resolved. Paragraph, discussion. The claimant had a brief course of non-operative treatment for his left shoulder injury and underwent left shoulder slap repair period. The reviewed operative report and images demonstrate a single anchor being placed at the biceps anchor of the superior labrum period. subjectively, the claimant continues to have symptoms of pain, intermittent pain with forward elevation period. Objectively, on physical examination today, there are some positive findings that indicate he has residual symptoms related to the superior labral tear period. He has a positive O'Brien test, which is an active compression test used to determine if there's labral pathology, as well as a crank test, which is also indicative of labral pathology period. These two tests are positive on today's examination, and his forward flexion is slightly diminished compared to the opposite shoulder period. These findings are typical after repair of a superior labral tear in a person who is age 41 who is age 41 period. Paragraph, superior labral tears occur as a result of trauma or repetitive injuries period. In this claimant, it is possible that a superior labral tear could have occurred due to the motor vehicle accident period. They are predominantly treated non-operatively, and the vast majority of them do not require surgical intervention period. Appropriate non-operative treatment includes extensive physical therapy with targeting the periscapular musculature for strengthening period. If appropriate physical therapy is not performed, the patients can have continued symptoms period. This claimant had physical therapy for a period of 2 months and subsequently underwent surgery period. There's a landmark study that was performed by Provencher et al. That demonstrates that repair of superior labral tears in patients greater than age 34 results in poor outcomes period. Ever since that study, most surgeons have steered away from repairing superior labral tears in patients greater than age 34 period. In fact, even patients younger than that do better with a different procedure than repair of the superior labral tear period. The current gold standard for treating superior labral tears is a procedure called biceps tenodesis period. This is a procedure where the long head of the biceps tendon, which attaches to the superior labrum, is detached and reattached to the upper part of the arm period. This results in relieving any traction on the labrum, which causes pain, allowing it to scar down and heal period. This the recovery time for such an operation is about 3 to 4.5 months, and usually results in excellent outcomes period. The solution for patients who have failed slap repairs is a biceps tenodesis operation period. As mentioned, we are now, most surgeons are now using a biceps tenodesis as the gold standard for treating superior labral tears in patients greater than 34 years of age, period. Paragraph. This claimant has residual symptoms, and it is possible he may require additional surgery in the future if he has persistent symptoms, period. Currently, his symptoms are intermittent. These symptoms are intermittent, period. He reports that he is functional, and occasionally he is unable to lift heavy objects or lift his arm fully in forward elevation compared to the other arm, period. Over the last 2 years since the surgery, he has not had any treatment. At this stage, it does not appear he needs additional treatment, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the claimant has reached maximal medical improvement related to the left shoulder, period. Further treatment is not needed at this time, period. If his symptoms worsen, he may require additional treatment, period. This treatment could be in the form of a biceps tenodesis procedure, period. Thank you, Ed.